This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, on Wednesdays, we try to, when everything lines up the way, you know, I try to get it lined up most of the time, this is where we get, we sit down and we have a little chat with Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, most read man in the READ, man in the United States as far as in the gun genre. How's it going?
It's going very well, Bill. I'm glad to be here. Yeah, when I grew up, red meant on the left.
Yeah.
Now it means on the right. So it's kind of hard to keep track of all these ideological color shifts.
Yeah, well, I try to... one of the things I don't like about... I don't call them liberals. Because... a liberal is for liberty. I call them leftists.
Leftist, or I like progressives because that's.
I just wonder with progressives. I wonder what they're what they call progress. I really wonder about that part of it too.
It's actually not progressive at all. It's regressive.
Right.
It's returning back to the days of the pharaohs and monarchs when government had near absolute power, and that's what they wish to do. And then they call it progressive. Because it's all based on a theory that everything changed, so we don't need the Constitution anymore. So that's the progressive theory. You know, it goes back to the 1900s. And they said, well, things have changed so much that Constitution is old. We can't pay attention to that anymore because things have changed. That's their theory in a nutshell.
Okay, well, I won't apply that to everything then.
Yeah,
I want to apply it to everything.
You know, they're not particularly consistent. They don't believe in consistency or logic or rationality either. So.
Gotcha. Okay. I get you. So I talked about this yesterday simply because I just couldn't help myself on this, but this was such a ridiculous thing. They're claiming that Rosenbaum was an unarmed man, and he was, you know, I guess Kyle Rittenhouse shot him at like 300 yards. They're trying to make it sound like he was picked off. And, I mean, a lot of stuff is coming out about Rosenbaum. I mean, this kid was very troubled.
Well, he was 34 years old. He was pretty much an adult.
Well, he's a kid to me, you know, so anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. But, I've seen this theme, and it's a pattern you see with this Antifa. Antifa... you know, is maybe not totally centrally controlled, but it is an organization. And they have people that whose job or whose duty they see it to be is not protesting in the streets, but going on the Internet and changing the narrative to what they want it to show for Antifa. And this theme seems to be out there to show that Rosenbaum was killed by Kyle Rittenhouse. Just murdered out of whole, you know, for no reason. He was some distance off. He was just the things I've heard are, well, he shot him in the head, and that's what started everything. Or he was murdered at a distance. And if you look, it's on video. We see what happened. There's plenty of evidence out there. So apparently, they're trying to sway people who don't actually look at the evidence or try to understand what actually happened. It's really a bizarre thing, and I've seen commenters on MLN, on some of the articles I've written, make this sort of comment, but then there are enough informed people at these sites that they just tear them up. I mean, they just say, no, that's not what happened here. Have you looked at the video? Did you consider this? Did you consider that? And they really can't answer anything, and eventually they resort to the excuse of, well, he shouldn't have been there at all. If he wasn't there, none of this would have happened. Well, he's an American citizen. He has a right to be any place anybody else has a right to be.
Sure.
You know, this wasn't. And if, especially if we have a right to defense or to join militias, and he didn't join the militia as far as I know, but to help other people defend their property, he had as much right to be there as anyone else. And then they push this theory put forward by the prosecutor's office in Kenosha County that he was not legally allowed to have a long gun. But I wrote a whole article on this where I looked at the Wisconsin law in detail, and if you look, read the law, read the exceptions, he was perfectly legally there. As a 17-year-old, he could legally possess a rifle or a shotgun, and he could carry it openly. It wasn't, it's not a violation of law to do so. Now, the Wisconsin law is a little bit convoluted. You have to read the actual law and read the exceptions to it that are referenced. But when you do that, it's pretty clear. And if anyone wants to get a better understanding of it, they can read my article on Amiland about it.
Have you read all the stuff that Rosenbaum had gone through?
I read a fair amount. He was convicted of, he's a registered sex offender, convicted of underage, taking advantage of an underage minor. I mean, under 15, I think it was.
Right.
And then, while he was in custody, well, first off, he had electronic monitoring, and then he was convicted of tampering with that, and then he was convicted of a number of, quite a few violations of prison etiquette and attacking people and having weapons. And so, you know, he has a long, violent history in prison before he got out of prison.
He was homeless.
Yeah, and he's just, you know, there is video of him before he attacked Rittenhouse of him, yelling in an apparent rage at some armed men, shoot me, and I won't add the N-word, which he included.
Do you know where he had basically come from with that at that particular time?
It came from, at that particular time, I don't know the full context of
it. He had just gotten out of the hospital because he tried to commit suicide.
Ah, well, he succeeded, it sounds like, not long after that.
I had not
heard that.
He tried to OD on pills when they found him. He was outside of a store and he was throwing up and he was having trouble and he was basically put into a involuntary hold. So
Good.
The thing that he threw at Kyle Rittenhouse was a bag that came from the restaurant he had just gotten out of with a drink in it.
Yeah, it had a drink bottle. The drink bottle looked to be fairly full. I mean, it would be painful to be hit with it. I don't know unless it was a glass bottle, it probably wouldn't do serious damage to you. The other thing is that he just, he was this violent, out of control guy. He probably had some serious mental issues. And to claim that Rittenhouse somehow provoked him or something seems kind of silly. I mean, you look at Rittenhouse in the videos, and there's plenty of videos. There are several videos of him before this encounter. And he's obviously this mild-mannered young man who's just there trying to help people.
Yep.
You don't change into a homicidal maniac overnight. But on the other hand, the person that went after him that he ended up shooting at very close range as Rosenbaum was trying to get the rifle from him. And there's not only video, but an eyewitness of that who's testified to that effect, had a long history of violence and attacking other people. So it's not hard to understand if you try to look at it.
Right.
But put on ideological goggles that it cannot be that way because it doesn't fit your narrative, doesn't work very well.
Coming up on the first break, you can find this article at amiland.com. Dean wrote it this past week. As a matter of fact, he wrote it 2 days ago. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer Dean Weingarten. And you put out an article. I've seen this. I've received a text from Mr. Crump and everything. Let's talk about this thing with John Crump and Gun Owners of America and the Federal Election Commission and Facebook. Tell me. This seems like quite the tale.
Yes, well, it's all too familiar a tale to people in the gun culture. And what it is that John Crump is a regular contributor to Ammoland, and he also is associated with Gun Owners of America. And another writer put out an article, Cam Edwards, well-known writer, which showed that Kamala Harris did not believe, or at least in a previous legal action, put forward that there was no individual right to arms contained in the Second Amendment. And the Cam Edwards article says that Kamala Harris does not believe there's an individual right to arms. And it's a reasonable assumption, given that she put forward this legal amicus brief saying that the Second Amendment does not contain an individual right, that there is no individual right under the Second Amendment.
Right.
So Facebook relies on a fact checker in France. Let's see. I almost certainly would not pronounce it correctly in French, but it's the Agency France Presse, AFP.
Right.
And that is who Facebook essentially has designated their official fact checker. And they looked at the article by Cam Edwards, and they said, this is factually incorrect. Kamala Harris does not say that, well, actually, they didn't really confront the actual allegation. They just said it's not factually correct, and then they went to a couple of people who are on the other side, and there are scholars on the other side that say the Second Amendment doesn't confer an actual individual right. And they said that these experts say that the Second Amendment doesn't really confer, you know, it's ambivalent about whether it's actually an individual right. And then what they did is instead of allowing people to read the Cam Edwards article, they substituted that when you clicked on a link to go to that article, you'd get this agent AFP correction saying that Kamala Harris believes that it's okay for people to have gun ownership, and that you know, she doesn't. Well, they don't actually come out and say that she doesn't believe, or she believes in an individual right, and that's part of my critique, is that the fact check just goes other places. If they were going to say that Cam Edwards and then John Crump also put out an article where he pointed to the Cam Edwards article and said that Kamala Harris doesn't believe in an individual right. And again, they blocked that, and they actually took down John Crump's Facebook account. And it's all based on a supposition on the part of AFP that when Kamala Harris says, well, I think it's okay for some people to have guns, that that's the same thing as saying she believes in an individual right to bear arms. It's ludicrous. The two are nowhere near even close.
Now, let me ask you a question. When they took down John's, because John called me when his Facebook account went down.
Right.
And there had been some other people that had Facebook accounts go down, too. There was a talk of there being a purge, so to speak. Although,
yes, I think that's...
Although, do we know without a doubt that this is why they took his account down? Because of all of this sequence of events.
Boy, that's...
because he didn't read it. Did he post the article on Facebook?
He did not post it, as I recall. He pointed to it. You know, he said, here, look at this. And I'd really have to go back and read.
Well, I mean, what I would think is that maybe somebody's targeting them or something, getting out there.
I think
and
that people, yes, when he went to Facebook and said, hey, you know, what's the standards? They wouldn't really answer him. And they just took it down. And then they said, well, it violates community standards, but they don't say exactly what.
Sure.
That's what I recall from when I read the complaint. And there are other people. I mean, there's Rachel Malone, who also put up an article, and Facebook blocked that as well.
Right.
And Rachel she's just a fantastic and brilliant woman. I've talked to her a couple times, I think that this is just what it comes down to, in my opinion, when you look at it, is it's a different worldview. In the worldview that Facebook is on, if Kamala Harris says, well, I think some gun ownership is okay, they somehow think that's the equivalent of saying you have an individual right to arms. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever, but it's a basic view of reality that is substantially different. And this is especially problematic when it comes to politics, because what they're doing is they're saying our philosophy is the same as Kamala Harris's, therefore we're going to block other people. I mean, that's not a fact-checking. That's absolutely partisan.
Right.
And that's what this FEC complaint is about. It's because not only is Facebook taking sides, they're essentially giving aid to the Harris campaign by saying she's right, and people who are saying she's wrong are not right, when it's a political, philosophical opinion, not direct. It, actually, I'd say it is a directly a matter of fact when they claim that she supports an individual right to bear arms, when she would never say that, and she has never said that. They just say that some other statements, that the Second Amendment is, wishy-washy and it may not actually mean an individual right. Well, that has nothing to do with what her opinion is.
Right, and I've got a personal experience I'm going to recount to you in the next segment. Just simply, I don't know if I've ever discussed this with you, but I have some thoughts when it comes to social media and this stuff and all these other things, and I'd just like your opinion on that. If we could.
Sure.
Before we head to this break, let me point out that your stuff is at Ammo Land. You have well over 1,600 articles there now. You can go to all contributors, look for Dean Weingarten, WEINGARTEN. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill. The president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News. The Justice Department is indicting two ISIS militants known as the Beatles. They allegedly took part in a hostage-taking scheme that led to the murders of four U.S. citizens.
Combating terrorism remains the FBI's top priority, and that the entire United States government remains committed to bringing to justice anyone who harms our citizens.
FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the families will get the justice they deserve. The FBI director continues,
"They were four unique, passionate young Americans and all risked their lives pursuing a greater good."
Gulf Coast residents are preparing for another hurricane as Delta is expected to make landfall on Friday. Current projections have it heading toward Louisiana, but there are still warnings that stretch from Texas to Florida. The college football game between LSU and Missouri was scheduled for Saturday night in Baton Rouge. It's been moved to Columbia, Missouri. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live. I've only done that rejoinder like a million six times. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Just doesn't make sense. I messed that up. Anyway, I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. Let me tell you about something that happened to me just last month. So Facebook comes to me from time to time, and they want me to buy ads to promote my radio show or to promote my YouTube page. Now, of course, my radio show is about the Second Amendment. My YouTube page is about guns or interviews. I mean, you're on my YouTube page. I mean, there's a few people on my YouTube page. And I have never had an issue getting those approved. I've never had an issue getting those approved with me holding a gun, a picture of me holding a gun or pointing a gun or any of those other things. So this last time, they come to me, and I sort of decided I wasn't going to do one for a while, but then they came to me and said, "Hey, are you ready to get another ad?" And I was like, "Well, let's look and see how much I can get to my YouTube page, because YouTube is actually sort of a tough road to hoe, if you will."
Sure.
I'm going through it all, and then I hit the button to submit, and a little dialogue box pops up. And I'm talking to this little girl, and then she's looking at my stuff, and she goes, "Oh, it's because guns are a no-no here at Facebook." Now, I didn't fill out the dialogue box. Now, stick with me on this. I didn't fill out the dialogue box the first time, and she's telling me, "We're going to have to vet your business." And I said, "How are you going to vet my business? There's no board. There's no employees. I'm a radio show. There's just me." And this went on and on. And then I finally said, "You know what? I know how to do this the easy way. I just won't buy an ad from you." And then the backstepping, you know, the backpedaling started. And that went on and everything, and she was trying to tell me, you know, well, I was threatening to delete my commercial account with her and all this other stuff. And then I hung up on her, and then I thought a minute. So then I went through all that process again and hit the submit button, and a little dialogue box popped up, and I looked at the information it was asking, and I realized they already had this information on me as far as my Facebook page for Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Right.
So I just entered it again. And when I entered it again, and there were certain things involved in it to where only I would have known that,
mm-hmm.
Then the ad was approved.
I guess you already vetted.
Well, see, what it was is one of the things that's going that went on with Facebook in 2016 was that Russia did buy $100,000 worth of ads. So one of the things that has been happening with Facebook that is legitimate is they're trying to keep foreign entities from advertising anything other than goods in the United States that has anything to do with politics. They don't want no political stuff, no social justice stuff from anybody outside of a foreign country or outside of the United States. So I did it. Ad ran. Everything was okay. Good to go. But here's my problem. I understand that Facebook is a leftist website. Right? I get that.
Organization, I'd call
right,
it. Yeah.
Right? And I understand that. Now, when Trump gets reelected, he's already made noise at the FCC about going after these tech people that control social media and all these other things because this is all a form of communication.
It is.
There's a very simple way to do this. They simply say, we are a platform, and then they don't have to worry about being liable for anything anybody else says.
Right.
Right?
But then they can't pick and choose.
They can't pick and choose, but then they either have, they're going to, I think what will happen is the FCC, they have a lot of, protections by getting out there and claiming their platform, right? They have a lot of protections that are afforded them as a platform, but in fact, they're actually acting as publishers.
Exactly.
Picking and choosing. And there is going to be a time when they will go after them. And Trump's already laid the groundwork for that. He did that prior to everybody deciding that he was going to lose this next election. Like it's like they copy and pasted 2016. I don't know why anybody. I don't know why I'm the only one that notices this. But here's my thing.
It's very similar.
Here's my thing. Do you even have a Facebook presence?
Well, I have an account because I have to go on there for research.
Okay.
But my presence is very, very, very limited.
And if tomorrow, if you get kicked off of Facebook, exactly what do you lose?
Well, I guess I lose some ability to do research, but I'm very seldom on Facebook. It just didn't appeal to me. I realize it appeals to hundreds of millions of people around the world.
If I didn't have a radio show, I would not have a Facebook account.
Yeah, well, that's
As a matter of fact, I've already talked to my marketing company, and we are making provisions right now to start mimicking everything I do on social media on my website.
Yeah.
Facebook driving when you think about it, and I mean, you ought to go check this out. I don't know if you have Netflix or not, but you ought to go look up something on Netflix called The Social Dilemma, and this is a film. Yeah. That was made by people who were instrumental in starting things like Facebook and Twitter and Google.
Mm-hmm.
They got out of it when they saw what it was becoming, and it's quite the expose on social media. It's amazing. It's on Netflix. It's stunning it's on Netflix.
You mentioned something that I think is important about the FEC complaint put forward by John Crum and others, and that is the foreign influence.
Right.
And Agence France-Presse is a foreign company.
Sure.
It's supported by the French government.
It's a hypocritical position for them to take, no doubt about it.
Right, because they're allowing a French government entity, or at least mostly, significantly supported by the French government, to decide American political questions.
Well, on Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook.
As they're published on Facebook. And there used to be, you probably never watched it because you wouldn't waste your time doing it, but back in the MTV days when they actually showed music videos, there used to be this show on MTV called Remote Control. And the host of the show would get out there and said, "My basement, my rules." So Facebook is Facebook's basement. And if they want to play that game, it's very apparent they're doing it. It's not like we don't know they're doing it. And I would submit to you as a military person, which is what, you know, I'm a former military person, you are too. I would submit to you that there is a hierarchy in the moment at any certain time as to which hills we should really consider dying on. And I don't think at this particular moment, given everything else that is on the horizon, that this is one of those things that we should be saying, okay, time to fall on the sword over this.
Well, I agree with you there, but I think that what we see, and I was reading a essay by someone else, I forget who it was right now.
I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break. I want to finish this just simply because I find this whole thing fascinating because we would never allow this to happen. But if the anti-gunners were coming in to, say, Ameland, and they were out there demanding equal time and all this other stuff for this, I'm sure they would allow it to occur, but they would never allow them to control the narrative at Ameland. They would never allow them to put it out there without a counterpoint. And
correct.
But you can find the stuff that we're talking about with Dean at Ameland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We're sort of speaking about social media right now.
Yes, and the point I would make, and many people are concerned about this, is that Facebook and Google, and maybe Twitter, I mean, YouTube is one, a subsidiary of one of those, isn't it? I think Google, maybe.
Yes.
They have developed such concentrated power over the flow of information that the concern is that they will have enough power to essentially determine who runs the government, and then it will be them who run things and not the government. I think that's the crux we're in. I think we can overcome it, and if Trump has another 4 years, he'll be able to either one ramp back their power through FCC regulation, as we're talking about, or just allow enough time so that competition to those platforms comes up. The difficulty is not allowing them to develop to such a point that competition will be unable to develop to displace them or at least allow another voice.
Well, let me point something out to you, okay? Like, there are, on YouTube, there are alternatives to YouTube for people who do gun content.
Sure. There's, like, BitChute and...
Well, I don't know about BitChute. There's Full 30 and Gun Screamer.
Yeah.
And those are pretty good. Those are pretty good at what they do. It's easy to upload videos to them. It's a very easy thing. The problem for people that upload content is that, one, you don't have the concentrated traffic that you do on YouTube, because people go to YouTube to look how to install the exhaust pipe on the back of their dryer.
Right. Yeah.
There's a video for everything on YouTube, and for that reason, all of these gun people that complain about how YouTube doesn't do this and YouTube doesn't do that, they don't ever completely leave YouTube. They stay on YouTube. They do go. They put their stuff on GunStreamer and everything else. I'm as guilty as anybody. And there are other alternatives to YouTube. There's something called Vimeo, and there's some other stuff like that. But the biggest thing is that there are alternatives out there. And while all of us sit back and go, well, we're not allowed to be monetized, and we're not found in search and everything, we stay. Now, some people get out there, and if they're trying to make a living off of it, they'll go out there and they get something called a Patreon or something like that, where they're asking their subscribers to pay them to make content. And for some people, that works pretty good. But
well, and that's been demonetized for some people, too.
Yes, it has. So it in a lot of cases, it comes down to, okay, we're complaining about it, and at the same time, we're like, but I can't do without that traffic, because that's what it all boils down to, is traffic.
Well, and yes, I mean, and this is, it's something new. I mean, I don't think there's ever been the ability to control the flow of information existing in the world ever before, as now exists in these big social media.
But let's look at that. When we're talking about controlling information, I know, and you know when all of this started, don't you? You know when this really took on critical mass, was that right after 2016? You do the math.
I would say that sounds about right to me.
Yeah, yeah. So the dissemination of information, yes, that is correct. You are correct about that. That's one of the things they're looking to try to restrict. But at the same time, when all of this happened, say with Gun Owners of America and all these other people, John and Rachel Malone and all these other people,
right?
GOA's website's still up and running.
Yeah.
John is still writing for AmmoLand.
But this is kind of similar to, I recall back in the 50s and 60s. And I never was a big fan of the John Birch Society, okay?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of what they said was happening has turned out to be pretty close to reality.
Yeah.
And they could legally print their stuff, and they could disseminate it, but it was such a minor, tiny little bit of information in the whole information stream, and there were so many outlets that denigrated them and said they're conspiracy theorists and, you know, don't pay any attention to them, that it made almost no difference whatsoever. And when I would say, look, we don't really have free speech in this country because these guys, you never hear of this and this and this and this, and they'd say, well, you heard of it, therefore you have free speech. But effectively, they were shut out of the information flow. So it's a difference. You know, it's about practical power over theoretical power.
But this was prior to the internet, right?
Oh, wait.
When one of the reasons
was just getting started.
Sure. But, I mean, one of the reasons that, I'm looking at my website, and I'm like, you know, it behooves me to actually drive traffic to my website. And it's not going to be, but like when the YouTube thing started, right? And I mean, people like Hickok 45 is about as regular a person as there is. And he just does, his channel started out where he was just shooting for the sake of shooting, talking to the camera. He's a folksy kind of guy, very popular, very easy to like.
Very popular.
And they started going after him. And they started taking his channel down. And I pointed out to him, putting all of your eggs in this one basket, and this is being all you got, this is your only way of doing this, think about that just for a minute. And he has changed the whole dynamic of what he does now. He could lose YouTube tomorrow and nothing happens to him. Nothing changes for him. He has solidified his security, and he did it by getting out there and finding other places to go. And he started going there.
And if we have enough time, if we survive as a republic long enough, I think those alternatives will come to the fore.
I think we will.
Yeah, so I'm hoping we will. I think there's a good shot. One of the things that we can do, and that should happen, is the Republicans should always control the Senate. It's hard for me to see how the Democrats, with their concentration in these big urban centers, should ever control the Senate with as many small states as are out there.
Well, you know, the conjecture is that by 2040, all of the leftists will have moved to the coastal enclaves, which means they'll always control the House. But
that also means
the Republicans would always control the Senate.
So the Senate, which gives us gridlock.
And, you know, that's why there's talk of changing California to, five little states, because that would add, eight new. The default is that it would add Democratic senators. Puerto Rico, D.C., all that other stuff, yeah. And, you know, the amnesty and all this other stuff. And, I mean, what a lot of the academics don't take into consideration, because all the academics think that if they do get in control and they do pass these laws, that we're all just going to sit back and submit, that it'll be over. You and I will, you know, I'll have to do a radio show talking about cameras. And I'll have you on, and we'll talk about the good old days back when we could have things and be adults.
Right.
And we're just going to do that. That's just going to be the way it is.
But it, I don't think it'll happen that way.
No, I don't. You know? No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
But then I don't think they're going to win. So.
I don't either. I think they're very deluded. I think they're getting out there and they're trying to do the exact same thing they tried to do in 2016 when nobody paid any attention to them then.
It seems that way.
Yeah, it does. So we'll see. But I mean, could be wrong. I mean, maybe Joe Biden is just going to coast to a win. But, I mean, if you go back and look at the odds they were putting on Hillary, her odds were higher that, you know, on the day of the election, there was some outlet saying 95% chance she wins.
Yeah, right. Well, I think Joe Biden is more likable than Hillary on camera, but not as smart.
Yeah, well, he's out there. He's out there. One thing, I'll give you this last word to think about. We're about to run out of time. Did you notice how the only people that caught COVID-19 after the first debate were Republicans?
Yes, very interesting.
Think about that. Think about that. You can find Dean's stuff. Dean will be back with us on Friday. You can find his stuff at amoland.com. Thank you for joining us this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Here we go!
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.